Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're doing a Jackson Dart Day. I think it was a Dart Day they were doing, or maybe a Jalen Milroe Day. It was a Jalen Milroe Day they were doing. It was one of them. They think they did them back to back.
I was going to say, missed opportunity to call it a Darty.
That's a great, that's good on you. I mean, we did that, I think, last week on Monday or the week before on Monday. We had Ben Garrett on. I missed the opportunity to call it a Darty, but we didn't really do a whole Jackson Dart Day, right? Like, they were even saying, we don't need to do a Tyler Shug segment, right? We don't need to do a Shug Day. I don't see why not. Might be 26, but he's still on the table. All right? I think that he could do a Shug Day. With that, to get more on that quarterback right there specifically, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Louisville Cardinals for 24/7 Sports, Cardinal Authority. He's Michael McCammon, and he joins us now. Michael, how's it going?
Going well. How are you, Jake? Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're going good. Obviously, less than 2 weeks up until the draft, and Brown's getting further and further away from potentially drafting a quarterback at two, it feels like, which definitely allows you to get into the mix here. Tyler Shug definitely on the table. I guess I'll start things out just by kicking you the idea whether or not were people surprised. I feel like Tyler Shug throughout the season wasn't really a guy that nationally was talked about as one of the top quarterbacks, and then he's seen his draft stock sort of go wild here this offseason. A couple people rumoring him to be a first-round pick, second-round pick. Is that a surprise to people around the team?
Well, you know, I think it kind of, you know, follows really the expectations that followed him when he came to Louisville because of his injury cases from Oregon and Texas Tech before he came. You know, when you look at him on film, it was a guy that looked like he had all the intangibles perfect for a Jeff Brohm offense, but the question just remained, how durable can he be? And I think that was one of the things that's helped springboard him. And he did it, as you kind of pointed out, kind of quietly because nobody really expected it of him, was he just stuck around and game after game after game for Jeff Brohm's team and did what he needed to do to direct a pretty powerful offense both on the ground and through the air. And he was a guy that displayed that the, you know, to me, when he was really slinging it, you felt like, okay, this is a pro quarterback. Obviously, he, as you were mentioning, he's an older guy. He's going to, you know, turn 26 years old. He's played college ball for quite a bit. And if you're going to play for Jeff Brohm, that's a pretty thick playbook. They joke about it all the time, but it's a pretty thick playbook that you're kind of required to study. And he's a guy that just came across, I'm going to come in, do what I need to do. And I think the year that he spent at Louisville being out there for all 12 regular season games kind of helps, you know, squash the durability question, which I don't think you're going to get rid of it when you've been injured that much. But I think that really helped springboard him. And then when he went to the Senior Bowl and displayed his arm and his accuracy there and kind of wowed a lot of the scouts and has continued to do so. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if he's on the board and I needed a quarterback, he's certainly one that I would have in the conversation this year.
Yeah, Michael, you mentioned the injury history, obviously something that's a key part of the conversation here with him. It sort of walked me through his time at Louisville, the injuries that he's dealt with, obviously, there and even on before, and sort of the impact you think it has on him moving forward into his pro career.
Well, all the injuries that he incurred were pre-Louisville. Basically, you know, you're talking broken collarbone twice, you know, so things that are, you know, when it happens, your season's done. So he, before he came to Louisville, he hadn't completed a full regular season. You know, while he was out on the field, and before he came to Louisville, and before these injuries, he was a guy that would leave the pocket and create with his legs a little bit more than he does now. I think because of the, you know, the prior injuries, Jeff Brohm, it was probably smart in doing so. Hey, let's just have him be a pocket guy. And he certainly seemed very confident in the pocket and what he did for the Cardinals. But, you know, for me, for a guy that overcame what he did, again, multiple broken collarbones, to come in with the confidence that he did, and he knew what was on the line. This is a guy that clearly, you know, when you're sticking around in college this long and starting this many games and overcoming injuries like he did, he's certainly determined to do something. This is a guy that's wanted to get to the NFL. And you know, I think that year of Louisville, where he was coming off of those prior injuries, where all those question marks hung around, I think, starting for all 12 games, you know, without any real serious injury to deal with, really speaks a lot about how not only his confidence to come back from those, but that he is probably a little bit more durable than we thought he was coming into Louisville about a year ago.
Another one of the main knocks on Tyler is sort of the idea that when pressure comes in on the pocket, that's sort of when he operates under his worst, right? Doesn't handle pressure necessarily the best. Do you think that's a fair criticism at this point from watching him play this year? Or is that maybe something that's a little overblown when you're looking at it from the scouts' view and how much stock they're putting into it?
No, I think that's fair. Having watched him, you know, up close for the entire season, he's a guy that if he has time, he's gonna pick you apart. No question, he could do it at all different levels. But if you're able to get into his face quickly and maybe try to push him out of the pocket, or even if you do and he's got to throw on the run, I think that's where his negatives come in, are those areas that he can still improve on. You would hope so. With being at his age, it's a little bit different. But, you know, I think that's fair. But, you know, if you can give him time, he's a guy that there's reasons that the scouts are impressed with his arm. But yeah, if you're looking for his weaknesses, obviously the concerns with the injuries, and then if you can get into his face pretty quickly, you know, even in those situations, I think it's more likely you're going to see him throw it to the head coach over on the sideline than he will make some mistake that's going to turn into a pick six. So even though he may not be as accurate in those situations, I don't think he's not going to hurt you very often. I think he's just going to get rid of it or take an unfortunate sack.
Michael McCammon, 24/7 Sports, with us here on the hotline. I'll just ask you sort of directly, in your eyes, is he an NFL-ready quarterback?
I think so. Do I think he's going to come in and steal the show as a rookie? No, I think like most, he'll need a little bit more development. But I do think his age and his maturity, I'll go back to Jeff Brohm's playbook. I mean, he seemed, when he got here, he seemed like a hungry dog. Just give me that playbook. And to see that out of him really shows you the commitment. So I think he's got the maturity to do it. I don't think he's a guy that's going to come in and from day one be, you know, light up the NFL. Not at all, but not many people do. But I do believe he's a, you know, an NFL-type quarterback, given the right opportunity, could shine and, you know, make a nice career out of it.
Hey, the joke is obviously that he's sort of the old man in the draft, right? We talked about it. He's going to be 26 here, I think, coming up in September. And is that something that should be, you think, valued negatively for him, considering he might not steal the show year one and it's getting older? Or is that just a veteran presence almost in the room out of a young guy for you?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, he came out the same time as Trevor Lawrence. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. This guy's been in the league for a little bit. I think there's pros and cons to it. I think the pros is, you know, he looked and acted and carried himself, studied, and performed like a pro at Louisville, during his 1 year with the Cardinals. I think that he can translate that, you know,
already
into the NFL.
Already.
And again, I think it depends on fit. If you've got a franchise that's got a guy with a 1 year deal, you know, that might be able to tutor somebody and show them kind of the ropes, that could be a great fit for somebody like Tyler Shook. If it's an offense that, you know, that has a weapon that's carrying the ball and has some, you know, weapons out on the outside, I think he could be a good fit for a franchise like that.
We have a 40-year-old right now as the star of our quarterback room, so might not be a bad spot. We can all sit here and watch the tape on Tyler Shough and draw our own sort of evaluations of him. But what can you tell me about Tyler Shough, the person?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That you can't get from watching the tape?
From immediately, and I kind of alluded to this a few moments ago, but immediately upon meeting him, you know, whether, you know, interviews after practice or after games or whatever the case may be, just a guy that is completely about business, very approachable, willing to learn, which I think were all key factors for Jeff Brohm when they recruited him. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's going to spend 1 year with the program and came in immediately and captured the confidence of the team pretty quickly. And then you come out on your first game, sure, it's against just a lowly, like a small program like an Austin Peay. You only play a half, but in that half, you come out and you tie the program record for most touchdowns thrown in a debut. I mean, this is a place that's had Lamar Jackson, Teddy Bridgewater, and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's you get noticed, you know, locally when that happens. So, you know, I think it's a guy that, you know, that can has the intangibles because of his age. Because of what he's learned. And I think, again, I think learning from Jeff Brohm as well is a positive form as well. Something that really jumped out to me was he, you know, didn't shy in big game moments. He helped Louisville snap a 5-game losing streak to Kentucky, which sounds weird every time that I say it. He shined at Notre Dame, helped Louisville beat Clemson for the first time in Death Valley. So he those big time moments, you know, he performed quite well. So a lot of intangibles there. And obviously, the question is, if he's going to do it, he's got to have to do it quickly.
Michael, I appreciate you setting aside the time to give us a little bit of insight here. But, hey, if Tyler Shough ends up being a Cleveland Brown, I'm sure we'll be reaching back out and talking once again.
You'll see a lot of Brown jerseys in Louisville if that happens, I'm sure, and love to talk to you anytime.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Michael.
You have a good one. Thanks, Jake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.